I'd like to dive right into your music because I think your music speaks of these things that you went through and are experiencing. For your first song, Chris, you chose We Keep Growing On, and that seems like what you're describing about getting some loving things from your parents as a Baptist, finding some more things, finding as Methodist music director, and finding your music growing in you. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but that seemed like part of what this song says. Why don't you tell me what the song meant to you and where it came from?
I have been blessed with the gift of my beautiful wife, Lisa, for we're going on marriage in a 28th year. I had written this as an anniversary gift. These songs come downstream or come down river or through me, and as I pull out these pieces and put them together, they seem to have layers of meaning. And my wife is so much smarter than I at seeing these things, for I had written this, and I was like, happy anniversary. And yet a few days later, I said, there's more to this. And she said, do you think? And so it can go in several different directions. It's a song about life overall. We are all on such a journey, and such a voyage it is. And it just encompasses so much that we go through, and I'm just grateful that I was able to help with it in some way.
You've got one of the lines in here, and I know it's one that you like. Perfect it is simply in the way it's not. So are you saying that you are not a perfectionist, or maybe you came from perfectionist stock and you found a better way to be with it?
Yes, I'm getting better at it. I have these ways to where I cherish each day so much that I want to do with it and be with it the very most and best that I possibly can. And yet even amidst this time that this song was happening, I had realized that things are perfect simply in the way that they're not, as in I see it in the trees. Some people will call this the tree song. And when you had asked a while ago about what else I do also, when we left the music director position at the Methodist Church, we needed something else to pick up the other end until this thing could get going musically. And I've just always been in awe of nature and creation. So many of what we like to see as humans, it seems like, have straight lines and trees. I know when I'll go pick out some trees that are maybe going to go in, people, for the most part, like to pick trees with the straightest of trunks. And yet, if you look out in many, many areas, there is no true straight thing. And that is the beauty in a tree, or the beauty in a snowflake, or any of the creations. It's all its own individual characteristic, and perfect it is simply in the way that it's not.
Of course, I'm up in Wisconsin, and you're down there in Texas. What's a big tree from your point of view?
It's drastically probably different as the temperatures. We have some beautiful cypress trees. They're probably some of the tallest trees around here. They can get up to 70, 80 feet tall, but they're the largest ones. There are some oak trees. They're probably in the 20, 30 foot in the larger ones, but they have canopies that grow out as wide as they are tall, and they're quite impressive. In fact, a lot of that song, We Keep Growing On, is where that came from. Every so often when you're driving around this part of Texas, there'll be an open field, and there'll just be this huge, grand, old, lone oak out there in the middle of it that has been there for hundreds of years. And the oaks are very, very slow in growing, and yet but very, very strong.
Well, they have centuries to do their growing, and that's part of the beauty of it. The song is We Keep Growing On. It's by Chris Pfeiffer, who is my guest for today's Song of the Soul.
There in a field stands a tree holding on, rooted deep in good soil, it's lasted through many a storm. Sometimes it leans, and sometimes it breaks. Love is the ground where this seed will grow. Deep is the ground that the these hearts are so, and high are the lips that reach for an endless sky. Good is the random way the branches wind, it keeps growing on. It would keep growing.